Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Refugees once discipled in Lebanon are now witnesses for Christ in war-torn Aleppo, Syria. Then, churches in Ukraine provide aid and spiritual hope amid freezing temperatures and growing despair. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, another cycle of clashes and a so-called ceasefire broke out in Aleppo, Syria last week. Fighting between the government and the Kurdish-Syrian Democratic Forces displaced tens of thousands of people. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says,
the government of Syria really wants to assert its control over the entire nation. And the Kurdish people have aspirations to have their own autonomy.
Kurdish fighters refused to leave Aleppo, even during a brief government-declared ceasefire on Friday. Though serious, Hosni says these clashes will likely blow over, not cause a new refugee crisis.
Some Kurdish believers that I have talked to about this believe that this whole thing is just a distraction by the Syrian regime to distract from the fact that they just allowed Israel to occupy a large part of southern Syria.
Even amid Syria's chaos, God is at work. Find your place in the story by partnering with Horizons to support their growing network of church planters.
A lot of the believers that came to Christ, you know, as Syrian refugees in Lebanon, at our ministry centers and our partner churches, a lot of them have now gone back to that area of North Aleppo.
Elsewhere, in the last few days, Russia's carried out a series of destructive attacks on Ukraine. Two regions plunged into darkness, and the Kyiv and Lviv regions were heavily hit by drones and ballistic missiles. Rescue and repair work is still ongoing. Eric Mock from Slavic Gospel Association says,
some of the destruction that is happening in Ukraine is far greater than anything they've experienced since the onset of the war.
Electrical substations, heat plants, and other civilian infrastructure are being targeted. With temperatures dropping to 5 degrees Fahrenheit and below, people are searching for ways to stay warm. SGA is responding by equipping local churches with wood, coal, pellets, and generators. Some people come to the churches for warmth and shelter, while others ask the churches to come to them.
The church begins to reach out to these homes to provide them wood, coal, and other needs.
Even with warmth, fear remains.
So even though we are helping them with heat, we need to help them with hope.
Mock says the gospel helps churches shine in the darkness, and that's the goal of every effort. The front line is also straining defenders.
They're the ones that are suffering the most. And by God's grace, they're the ones that are most open to the truth of the gospel.
Pray that believers use their resources wisely and share the gospel boldly. Finally, a Messianic Jewish congregation in Israel is being taken to court over its use of a new church building. Beit Hillel congregation in Ashdod recently purchased an additional property to support its growing ministry. But governing authorities have become suspicious of the ministry's expansion since Christian evangelism is censored. Worship pastor Ilya Butolin says,
we have a building that we bought, and they try to say that we can't use this building because we cannot share the gospel in Israel. Like, we cannot be missionaries in Israel. So they're trying to prevent it in any ways possible. We had times that we've been having physical persecutions. They used to come to our building and shout in front of our doors. But now it's more official, I would call it, persecutions with suits.
Yet Butolin adds that a believer's hope is not rooted in political systems or governing authorities, but rather in God's sovereignty.
There is still God's will. Like, the fact that there is Israeli government, it's God's will. So I don't care if they're left, right, I will pray for them. Same like I'm praying for my enemies. I'm praying for the Muslims' brothers to come to Christ because I want them to be saved. Same, I want the Jews to be saved.
Pray encouragement for these church leaders.
God will give us also wisdom, what to say, what to speak. And we can stand not only for Beit Hillel congregation, but this court will be really important for the body of Christ in Israel, because we're representing not only our congregation, but also the Messianic Jewish in Israel.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.